Harlow was the first to regain her composure. She rose to her feet and walked a meter or two from the rest of them. Cyril stumbled after her, barely able to speak.
"Wait, don't go far," he said to her.
"I'm fine, Cyril,"
she responded. Cyril thought that she obviously was not fine, because she was bracing herself against the rock wall of the canyon they were in. But for some reason, she seemed to be breathing better than any of them, and when she turned back around, Cyril knew why. Her mouth was completely blacked out. Two black tubes ran from each nostril into her mouth. Cyril was impressed. She had conjured herself a breather. Cyril wished he had thought of that.
"Everyone," he coughed, "conjure yourself up a breather. That's an order."
Cyril followed it too, and he felt the nanites from his skin coalesce around his mouth and into his nostrils.